Hi, this is Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic. And this week's movie is Juror Number 2. What's it about? Well, Juror Number 2 follows family man Justin Kemp, who while serving as a juror in a high-profile murder trial, finds himself struggling with a serious moral dilemma. One he could use to sway the jury verdict and potentially convict or free the accused killer. Who's in it? Nicholas Hoult, Toni Collette, J.K. Simmons, Chris Messina, Gabrielle Basso, and Kiefer Sutherland. So what's the like? Well, Juror Number 2 puts a twist on the standard jury film. Instead of someone trying to sabotage the jury, Juror Number 2 has information that could set the defendant free and possibly cause harm to the juror's family. Does he choose family over duty? This is his dilemma. And watching the twist unfold is interesting and engaging. The audience only knows that a murder has taken place and the obvious suspect is the boyfriend. Their very public argument in a bar is reason enough to arrest and charge the boyfriend with murder. But is it circumstantial or substantial? Does someone else commit this murder and why? Juror Number 2 is discovering that he may know more about the murder than he thought, and the more he learns, the more he realizes that he has a real choice to make. How does he live with himself if he puts his family in jeopardy or fails to help someone who might not be guilty? This weighs on him tremendously. The writers anticipate that the viewers might begin to consider how they would approach the situation, and they provide a glimpse into the thinking and motives of some of the jurors. This makes the exploration of guilt or innocence more fun as the jurors debate and even argue their points. It is the shifts and the swings of the debate that makes this interesting and suspenseful. And then add to it all the fact that the prosecutor and the defense lawyer have a friendly relationship, which also could impact the case, and the audience is left wondering if the right person will receive justice. So what's not to like? Well, we've seen this before. And while the twists make Juror Number 2 interesting, the film does feel a bit like a copycat. There's only so much one can do with jury deliberation, and Juror Number 2 breaks very little new ground, you know, with these jurors that seem very, very typical. Also, I was particularly bothered by the portrayal of the two African-American jurors who were the most ardent supporters of convicting this man, no matter what the evidence suggested. It felt as if the writers were unaware of the imbalances that the justice system has had for Black people, and they didn't consider the possibility that Black jurors might have an added layer of life experience with the justice system that should have been explored. My rating? While Juror Number 2 reminds us that everything is not always how it seems, it ultimately raises more questions than answers, leaving us to ponder the complexities of justice and the power of individual conscience. Deliberations completed? My verdict? Juror Number 2 is worth checking out. I'm giving this one 2.5 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic, and I'll see you next time.